BEX.com.
We got another Department of Justice lawsuit over immigration, this time in South Carolina. People are digging out in the Northeast. There was no trick-or-treating in some neighborhoods. It was simply way too dark. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know how we roll here, kind of zig and zag in a few different directions. Let's start with the Northeast. Power outages galore. Sadly, a lot of people still in the dark. What can you do? You have so many people that work for these power companies. You have down lines all over the place. You're scurrying around trying to pull them all up. In fact, trees that fell in the tracks and along with those lines, it becomes a mess, and you got to shut down the lines and you got to shut down those routes into New York from New Jersey and Connecticut and other places. Connecticut really bore the brunt of a lot of this, too. They had over 250 schools that just closed. They knew it. How can we possibly do this? We can't have schools open. We have no heat, for goodness sake. And it's October. It's the end of October now as we're swinging into November at this point. But there wasn't Halloween. You know, kids get psyched. They talk about their costumes. Either someone makes them their costume. They go and pick up a costume, whatever it might be. But the sound of trick-or-treaters, if you have that still in your neighborhood, you know what that's like. Ringing the doorbell and the trick-or-treat thing and checking out the costumes. That wasn't happening in a lot of neighborhoods because of the outages that could last for days, they say. And this is one of those things where eeny, meeny, miny, mo, we're picking your street, we're in your suburb, we finish up, and then we move on from there. And it's really spread out as to where we're talking about with the power down. Northern New Jersey, you have families that are in blankets and winter coats and whatever they can find in these makeshift shelters. You got the utility crews that are all over the place fixing the lines. The schools are closed there, too, just like in Connecticut. And you have a small storm, and would you think it would cause such a big disaster? And the answer is yes, when the lines go down. For example, in a suburb of Boston, they have 13,000 people, individual houses, that lost power. But yet you go a few miles in a different direction, and they're fine. The power wasn't out there. Really, the storm was Maryland to Maine. You had lots of winds. You had wet, heavy snow brought trees down, the branches, the wires. That was the big problem. Snowfall amounts could have been less than an inch. Maybe some of that awful black ice to up to 32 inches. I think it's official. The town of Peru, Massachusetts, overtook Jasper, New Hampshire. Jasper, New Hampshire had 31.5 inches. This town had 32 inches. The storm killed at least 13 people, and that was because of traffic accidents, mostly with falling trees and whatnot, or electrocution from down wires. Six people died in Pennsylvania, and at the height of the storm, 3 million people were without power. They think it's about 1.6 million now at this point. So obviously it's a challenge for many of the people. It's not the only challenge as a result of this trick-or-treat storm that hit the night before Halloween. JetBlue is dealing with the aftermath of stranding passengers again. They must hate it. They have these advertisements that go out, and they talk about the fact that you can watch TV and, oh, you have snacks and whatever you can get on JetBlue and how convenient it is, and it's a different kind of airline. And I've flown JetBlue, and it's a very comfortable flight. Luckily, I've never been one of those people stranded in the tarmac, on the tarmac somewhere like JFK. So what they're doing is they're refunding airfares for 123 people that they stranded on the tarmac for 7 hours on Saturday. The flight was 5:04, and check this out. Imagine this. You're coming from the Sunshine State, Fort Lauderdale, and they had to wait on a tarmac at Bradley International Airport. That's near Hartford in Connecticut, because they were diverted from Newark with this snowstorm brewing, they were running out of gas. They couldn't keep circling around forever and a day waiting to land. So the passengers had nothing. They didn't have food, water, the working bathrooms, any of that kind of stuff. It was, all in all, it was a chalk it up to just a terrible day, to say the least. And now they have to try to save face at this point. You had a pilot who lost his temper and said, you know, I'm doing everything I can, much more than my own company's doing. In fact, here's John Troubadour talking about the fact that the pilots were arguing and it looked like pretty much you had incompetence across the board. And, oh, yeah, there was that issue about eating.
I can hear him arguing with the airport authorities and getting nowhere with them. And they kept saying to him they're doing the best they can, and that turned out to be nothing. The airport officials, in my opinion, were either incompetent or didn't care. After 4 hours, they should have brought in a food service. They could have done that. They didn't.
Yeah, they didn't do that. They didn't do anything. They were there on the tarmac, and I think that's the whole frustration. It's when you look out that window, you see what's going on, and you don't understand why they can't find a way to get you off the plane. Break the rule, break the seal, open the door, put some steps out there, whatever they have to do. And they didn't do that. So they're going to end up paying these people, but is it really, for the people that were in this situation, is it really enough? And, of course, the answer is going to be no. I would be so antsy. Reasons why to be emergency prepared, even when you're flying from Florida into New York and you think it's an easy flight, better have a book with you. Better have something to occupy your time, because you just don't know if you're going to get into one of these weird situations like they did. The airport, what do? They're trying to do whatever they can, and there's only so much that can be done. But I think they could adopt a new motto. Try harder. How about that? Try harder. So they diverted 17 flights in all, actually, over the weekend on Saturday. But, you know, the flights, 6 out of the 23 were diverted into Hartford, including international flight. So there was certainly problems there with too much traffic and whatnot. There's got to be a better way to do this. Try harder. They need to start wearing these buttons. We're going to try harder because it's just they're not getting it done. And things happen on planes and things happen with delays and we get all that. But not when you're that close. Somebody somewhere has to have a bat phone. Somebody in Manhattan who runs the company, somebody connected to Hartford, whatever, they have to have a way to get a hold of. There has to be a way to get a hold of them to say, oh, this is crazy. We're looking out the window, and we see the terminal. We are so close. We have nothing out here. Can somebody please help us? Can you do something? Get us out of the situation. Please, please get us out of the situation. Coming up on the flip side, you're going to enjoy this. We got some great odds and ends. Plus, we're checking the mail. You know what I said about power to the people, and you guys all realize that. Remember the new bank fees, Bank of America? Guess what people are starting to do? I'm going to tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment solid basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to see you call a phone call. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my feel. You can make me sing. Oh, yeah, on red woman. What is wrong with me?
Americans just aren't going to take it anymore. And bravo to any of you who have jumped away from the bank and gone to a credit union if you found a good one that works for you. You know, this was when we were pushed to the brink. The new debit card fees at the banks have had us all saying, forget it, it's not worth it. Now on top of everything else you're charging us, you're going to throw this fee on here. It doesn't make sense. So people are flocking to the credit unions, as I said. And you know how you know that? The National Association of Federal Credit Unions, they say they've seen traffic more than triple because, you know, the whole search thing. So on their search sites, they are seeing these huge spikes because people don't want to pay. We don't want to pay. Why should you pay these maintenance fees? For one, Bank of America is the best at that. You get your statement, you look over, $25 maintenance fee. Of course, not if you have $1 million in the bank, then that's a whole different story. If you have less than $1 million, then you're going to get this $25 fee tacked on. What are they doing? Cleaning the inside of my account? I don't understand. And then you add that to the debit card fees, and it's just way too much. So a lot of the community banks or federal credit unions, they offer fee-free debit cards. So you don't have to pay when you use the debit card that extra fee. Large banks are dragging their heels and saying they need the money to maintain the ATM networks and the other services, right? We're done with that dog and pony show, as they say. And I think if they've seen it spike to the numbers that they're saying, you know, like Charlotte Metro, for example, 350% increase in new account applications, 88% increase at branches in the last couple of weeks. Very, very telling. Congratulations. That means that we are a nation of people who are starting to act, because we don't want to get the $5 fees and the $25 fees. We don't want that. Forget that. And the reality is the debt card fees were a way that they were trying to offset losses because of the Dodd-Frank Act's Durbin Amendment, which imposed a cap on what large banks can charge merchants for every debit card transaction. It used to be an average fee of 44 cents per transaction, the swipe fee they call it, but now it's limited to about 24 cents. So the reality is people don't want to pay it. And if you find a bank that's solvent, that's good, that's in your community, my gosh, there's even a chance they could remember your name. Whew. Who knows? They might give you some kind of little souvenir, a button or something when you go in, and a piece of candy. They're not doing that in some of the bigger banks now. And a lot of people have had problems with the Wells Fargos, the B of A's, and a lot of it is the hidden fees. It's like a bill. It's like when they stuff everything in the bill and try to get it passed. The hidden fees are a killer. A killer. The CEO of Wells Fargo tried to pawn this off. He said there have been studies done by the Federal Reserve and others that would suggest a checking account cost between $200 and $300 a year to monitor, to operate. Really? They would suggest that? Of course, that's because they're the Federal Reserve. And they always have their hand out and their hand in everything. So look for a credit union. That's why these bank fees, forget them. Forget the big bank. Unless there's a reason you absolutely have to do a big bank versus a solid credit union. Makes a ton of sense to me to go with the credit union. Absolutely. Forget the big banks. Forget all of those guys where you get the statement or you don't get a statement and then you're looking, why am I getting charged this? You make a phone call and you never really understood how much money they were taking out every single year. Imagine $25 a month, then tack on another $5.30. So you times that times 12, what do you get? You get a whole bunch of lunches and then some. That's the sad part about it. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I do have mail. This one comes to us from Ken, who says, Kate, all this nonsense about Kane is ridiculous. Do I think that somebody could have tried to file charges against him? Absolutely. He was the head of that restaurant organization. And you know what they say about sour grapes? I would say there may be some sour grapes here. If there's not, I apologize in advance, and I'm sure the story will come out and his battleship will be sunk. But I think for now, he's sailing on smooth waters, and it does not stick. Oh, all right, a does not stick version of it. Rick said it sticks, and then here's a version of it's not sticking. Let's move around to this one. Randy Andy says, I can't believe the nonsense the JetBlue people went through over the weekend. Sure, we've all had surprises and everybody's hustling and trying to get the power back on, but it's outrageous what happened with that company. I think they need to pay everybody cash money and they need to make them feel better somehow other than what they're doing. It's a mere paltry move to what ultimately they could afford to do. All right. What they could afford to do, but at least something happened. At least somebody said something, did something, they acted. It's never too late for that. Words just fall on deaf ears, but actions mean something. So you start to withdraw money, you're going to credit unions, for example, we were talking about that. Huge. JetBlue, we're talking about people being stranded, complain. And we saw what's happened with that. It's very easy to just sit on your hands and say, I'm too busy. I don't want to get involved. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Peter Peter. Peter. He says, Kate, I heard your little thing just a little while ago about Madoff. The son, I'm not so sure about. The mother, I don't think she knew anything. Maybe they both didn't know anything. because they never blink to either one of them, and it doesn't make any sense for Andrew or Ruth to do all of this publicity other than they've got a book out, and it's Andrew's fiance that will make the money off the book, not either one of the Madoffs, wink, wink. Well, they are doing the rounds now. They were on 60 Minutes, they did the Today Show, they've done a bunch of other shows, and Andrew Madoff just stands by that he was shocked and he didn't want anything to do with him after that. Ruth Madoff says, you know, she at this point doesn't miss her husband who's in prison because of everything that's happened to her life, I'm sure. Imagine, if you believe her, which I do, you think your husband is just this great businessman, and there he is running the NASDAQ at one point, and people just, it's like he is divining things. And people are following him, and you've got this easy, chill life, and you've started out as kids together, so you've seen the miracles that he's worked, and it's not surprising to you that he would be in this position. But lo and behold, when you get blindsided, smashed upside the head with something like that, boy, it's got to be tough. Has to be tough. Awful. I mean, that would be the shocker. Your adult life, you're living with someone, you think you know them, and it's the complete opposite of who they really, really are. In Ruth Madoff's case, I think that's what happened with her. In the case of the son, the second son, don't know if it's the same thing or not, but we haven't heard the last of the Madoffs. I think they're going to probably pop up on a few other shows too. I'm sure of it. All right, one last quick one. This one from Paul, listening to us in Granbury, Texas. He says, boy, I like Kane. I hope none of this sticks, Kate. I'm going to vote for a no stick. And if it doesn't, I think he has a smooth sail, believe it or not, to the nomination. Herm Cain's really starting to gain a lot of attention, and he's revealing more things about plans and whatnot. I think he has a handle on what the country needs right now at this point, and it's not another career politician. It's not the guy currently at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We need something completely different. The real change that you can count on. That's pretty long-winded. It was good, though. The change you can count on, reversing the situation from what we heard before on the placards behind Obama and the rallies and the places that he stopped and talked to the people. If you have any thoughts, I always say this, you know it, you can send me them. Just go to americatonight.net. That's our website. Click on it. Gmail, or email, rather, comes up. Boom. Do your email thing, send it off, and bada bing, you're in. Just like that. It's magic.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Going out on top. And that's exactly what Tony La Russa got to do after 33 years. How about that? People not expecting, including himself, he's honest about it, expecting St. Louis, the Cardinals, to be there in the end and win the whole thing in an exciting series against the Texas Rangers. They take it in seven. So that happens over the weekend. They have a big parade, and that's it. He announces, you know, it was time. He's 68, ready to go, ready to roll on to something else. Good for him for going out on top. Because when you're at that point in your life, loving the game, you're getting older, whatever, certainly you have the salary there, and he could have hung around but decided that he wasn't, you know, that was it. He wasn't going to do it. And he, in fact, he said he told the team, told the club, basically, about his decision in August before they rallied from 10.5 games down in the NL wild card race to upset Philly and Milwaukee in the playoffs and end up winning the World Series. La Russa, you got to tip your cap to him. Three titles, one with Oakland and, of course, two with St. Louis, and that includes this latest one.
I think it's better to step away for a while, long while, and I feel great about what's here for 2012. I mean, this is going to be, the job is, everybody knows, is a great place to manage, and the team is very solid. So I feel really good about leading, support that you get here. And Jack Buck used to talk about all the time, it's just not just the passion, it's the fairness. It's a really, really special place. The way the fans support you, the way they expect and hope that you're competitive.
And you know what? They were competitive. It's interesting, during the 33 seasons of managing, he managed with the Chicago White Sox. I mentioned Oakland and the success he had there. You know, those were the days of the Bash Brothers when he had Mark McGwire and, why can't I think of his name? Jose Canseco, when you had those two. And St. Louis from 1996 until 2011. What a record, too. And in the record books, it's worth mentioning because, you know, we always talk about numbers on this show. We even have a segment, We Can Count, where we talk about numbers specifically. So he had an incredible regular season record, and of the wins and whatnot, he had 2,728. Yep, he trails only Connie Mack. Connie Mack had over 3,700. 70 postseason wins. That's behind just Joe Torre, who was a longtime manager at the Yankees, as all of you know. I would say listening to us in Connecticut, but with all the power outages, who knows. 84 is what Joe Torre had. So La Russa, manager of the year in the AL three times, NL in 2002. Yeah, he's going to be up for consideration, I'm sure, for the Hall of Fame in December 2013. And what's interesting, and boy, that would be a fun one to go to Cooperstown for any of you who happen to be listening to me who are baseball fans, because it would be the same time as Joe Torre and Bobby Cox. Can you imagine that? All of them, if that happens? Yeah, I think that would be a pretty good one to catch. Catcher speeches and all that sort of stuff. So how about that? That's it for La Russa. They asked him, what are you going to do now? I mean, what are you doing? What are you going to do? You've done this your whole life. And he said a funny thing. He said, maybe open a bookstore. It's probably not a good time to open a bookstore, but he's going to go off and do whatever. And he goes off on top. So Albert Pujols, now a free agent for the first time in 11 seasons with the Cardinals, he's not even in the middle of any of that. Who knows what happens with Pujols if he ends up staying with the Cardinals or he goes off to someplace else. But bravo for Tony La Russa. I always thought he was a class act, and he went out on top. That's the best way to leave instead of staying around, hanging around, trying to hang with the game and eventually just hang him up when you've had a rotten season. And that's the best way, and really tough. As all of us know in our own lives, whatever it is you're doing, you know, Jay in Kentucky driving your rig, or any of the things that any of us have done, if you could glide out at the top, wouldn't it be so much easier than instead of trying to struggle? Speaking of struggling, it was a struggle on Monday night. Did you catch the Monday night football game? Ooh, it really was an ugly one. And how did the Chargers find a way to lose this? I don't understand. Here's what it sounded like at the end.
We're down to 1:08 to go, partner. The Chargers can just run a couple plays here and then kick the field goal to get out of here.
Oh, he
Rivers
the
got
snap.
The football. Fireworks went off right as that snap went. And I think Rivers got spooked by that, to be honest with you. They're banging away for the football. Who's got it? This
well,
is the game.
Scrum under the pile.
They're pointing to Kansas City. Andy Studebaker's got it. And Hank, I'm telling you, fireworks went off. I'm assuming inadvertently, right as that ball was snapped, I think Rivers was spooked. For the game in overtime with 5:19 to go on a Halloween night. And here it is. At the goalpost to our right, good snap. Here it comes on its way. Kansas City wins 23-20. And we have a three-way tie for first in the AFC West.
Yeah, how about that? They had it in the bag, it seemed like, and sure enough, in the end, they didn't. So got them close enough, got that field goal. And for me, I know a lot of you do fun things with friends where you pony up with the games just for fun, where you go through all the matchups and whatever. And, of course, we have nailed the score in our third hour on Friday morning. The game of the week was not that game, and nobody did nail the score this time around. It was Pittsburgh and the Patriots. But I also am in a football pool where you just pick the winners of all the games. And would you believe, thanks to that kick, I won the football pool? How about some applause for that? Woohoo! Come on there in Minneapolis. We have to feed them Red Bull. The only way. Pavlov, dogs, forget it. It doesn't work with that crew. It doesn't work with the people. We have a live studio audience. I can't control them. I thought it was pretty exciting because fantasy football, picking the pool, you know, going through a pool and picking it is pretty tough. And it's just really luck. It's like what I say with the nail the score thing. It's luck. You're picking a team. You're throwing out your numbers. You know, it's funny. Of all the games that I had wrong, I got 11 right. I had two wrong, New England and Pittsburgh. I picked New England in the pool, so I lost that because Pittsburgh won 25-17, which, by the way, like I said, nobody got it. And St. Louis finally found a spine, beat New Orleans 31-21, rather, and those were the two games that I lost.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Yeah. I am stupid for not picking St. Louis. You figure, I guess it's a coin flip that eventually they were going to pop, they're going to win, and that was the game. And really, the Miami Giants game, the Giants hosted Miami. They won 20-17, but most of that game it looked like the Dolphins were going to win it. They gave it away at the end, and New York was lucky to escape with that win. But I almost went the Miami route on that with the thinking that something has to give somewhere. They're going to, one of these teams is going to flip it, and this might be the day they're going to do it. More people probably thought that about Cincinnati and Seattle because it was in Seattle, but ooh, Cincinnati showed them what a visiting team can do. They took it to them 34-12. It was a very strange week in the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles whipped up on Dallas 34-17, and we had a couple of other blowout games. Detroit really showed.
Ever feel like you're missing out on?
Well, ever feel like you're missing out on Detroit and Denver 45-10 in the Tebow. This is my team moment. He blew it. He looked terrible. And Detroit took advantage, no question about it. So we move on from this week to week 9 in the NFL. Matt, can you believe we're on week 9 already?
The season has been flying by, it feels like.
It does. Do you you play fantasy? There's going to be some guys that are listening to us. Maybe there's some women. Who knows? You know, maybe Larice plays. But in the scheme of things with fantasy, we talked about this before. It's been a strange year for fantasy, too, in trying to pick out who's going to do well with injuries.
It's definitely been strange, and this is the grinded-out period where you have bye weeks coming up, and a lot of your studs have to be sitting on the bench. Like next week, I'm not going to have the services of Adrian Peterson, so I got to come up with somebody to fill that slot, and hopefully I can get a win somehow.
That's the key, getting the win.
It's getting wins during the bye weeks. That's what puts you in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And for these teams, you look at the standings, and that's why it's a shame for the Chargers. Phillip Rivers, I think, is a good quarterback, but it's which quarterback are you going to get? And the chances were so right there. If you had said to me in the beginning of the season, wow, Buffalo is going to be 5-2 and tied with New England in the AFC East, I would have said, yeah, I don't think so. Miami 0-7 in that same division, so I mentioned that no win there. Pittsburgh is 6-2 for everybody attacking Pittsburgh. They're still leading their division, and they look at times pretty good. The rest of the division is hard to predict. In the AFC South, Houston's on top. They got a 5-3 record. In the West, Kansas City's 4-3. San Diego now 4-3, as you heard them say. And Oakland 4-3, so that three-way tie. NFC East, Giants are 5-2. And then Philly, Dallas, and Washington all 3-4. In the North, Green Bay 7-0. And New Orleans tops the NFC South 5-3. And San Fran is 6-1.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
2, 3, 4. Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. And the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, but I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me. Ooh. My heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. Ooh. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo.
Of hell, but I won't
Tonight, there was a mini power outage moments ago in the Lone Star State. That's where our mini studio is. I don't think it had anything to do with snowflakes, however. The good news is you didn't feel anything. You didn't miss a beat. Boom. That's America Tonight. Matt Johnson does such a great job. So through his divining of making things smooth, it all worked out. Not so for the people in the Northeast who are still without power. I did a quick check. In fact, I was just doing that. And there has been a few towns, there have been a few towns that have gotten the power, because initially there was over 3 million people without power in parts of Connecticut, a lot of people in Connecticut, northern New Jersey, Massachusetts, etc. But boy, nothing. Nothing beats, I think Connecticut. From everything I can see in looking at maps, you really bore the brunt of it. I know we have a lot of listeners in Connecticut, so I feel you. I've gotten a lot of emails from some of you who I'm assuming were at work when you sent them, because I'm looking at the time of day that they came in. Here's one from Little Sam. I guess he realizes there's another Sam that calls us from Connecticut. And he's saying, Kate, I live in central Connecticut, and it's a nightmare. There were so many trees in my neighborhood that went down, you would not believe it. Taking along with it power lines, half the blocks are restored and the rest aren't. It's no matter what is being reported, it's worse than you can possibly imagine. Earlier in the day, it certainly was that way for one commuter who talked about, you know, here's what the problem is with the trains. You have those trees that Little Sam is talking about that are falling down on the track. So all that has to be taken into consideration, that it all has to be cleared.
What we're able to find are miles and miles of track impacted by fallen trees, downed wires.
Yeah, and you have down wires. There's no way you're going to roll any of those trains out. Governor Malloy from Connecticut, of course, talked about the fears of people trying to have fires inside their houses where they were moving their grills inside, and the fact that now finally some of the roads are getting better, but so many of the roads still have to be closed and others have to be partially closed. So it makes it very tough on the people in his state.
We think we'll make very extensive progress on the state roads by the end of the day. They better. And then we'll move on from there. Without proper ventilation, these are extremely dangerous. We know people are cold. We're going to work with communities to have more warming centers. But please, please be careful. And absolutely, do not bring a gas grill into your house.
Yeah, you would think that'd be obvious to people. But I guess when you're, you know, when you're freezing and you're trying to get warm, you're going to bed, I guess you're not thinking about it. It's like the portable heaters, I know that works for a lot of people, and that's certainly different than the grills, but the portable, or you're trying to cook, I guess, on the grill, that makes sense. But the portable heater thing can be deadly, too, when people bring portable heaters in. Of course, in the case with no electricity, that wouldn't be mostly what you'd be dealing with unless it was powered on its own, and there are some things that are powered on their own. And you got to watch that kind of stuff because of how easily it can start a fire, catch fire. So crazy that at this time we got white stuff still sticking in some parts of the country like New Hampshire, where they saw 30 inches of snow. 30 inches. What would you? I can't even imagine that. See, some of us in this country deal with a lot of snow, and so you know what it's like to dig out of the huge amounts. But for many of us, it's, and I lived when I was really, really young, lived in Kalamazoo, so I certainly wasn't digging out of it at one. And I've lived in places where occasionally we've had a blizzard, but it's so rare that I can't, it's not the same as when you're in Buffalo, New York, or you're in Minneapolis, or Minnesota, or you're in a lot of the parts of the Midwest that we've talked about, or the New England states, where that's common, where you could get, who knows, 50-some inches of snow. And so you're used to dealing with it. You're used to, it doesn't mean you like it, but you know how to dig out of it. You know the first things you're going to do versus everybody else who has no clue whatsoever what to do to try to tunnel their way out of the front door or figure out a way to make a clearing for the path to be able to get to that, and having to do that because of people trying to come down maybe your walkway. So it's nasty. And then gas lines, this is the other thing with the snow. Gas lines after the snowstorms were pretty, it was pretty touch and go for a lot of people. Because think of what happens there. You know, we're talking about the power lines and stuff. Well, the power's down, and what are people doing? They're going to get gas because they have no power. So they're headed off for gasoline. Your tank's close to empty. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to end up waiting in line. And Hartford, which bore the brunt of so much of this, with the planes coming into their airport, et cetera, they were keeping, cops had to keep order at a gas station near Airport Road in Hartford because they were worried about people cutting in line. It was that bad. And there were a bunch of other towns that reported the same thing. You had to, you had people that were in these lines that were a half mile long. Can you imagine? Even the governor that we let you hear, the governor, what he had to say, Daniel Malloy, took an aerial tour noticing all the backups, including the half mile line outside of a gas station in Walcott. It was that awful, just creeping along. The good news is all that snow certainly is cleared up. It's just a matter of getting the power up and going.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.